When you're keen on fishing, there's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the Real Fishing Spot on the Wave.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Real Fishing Spot. Autumn is well and truly here, and the first heavy rains spark new fishing options and reignite old ones. Blue Manor crabs are back on the move, with great numbers of big crabs being caught by dropping pots in the paths of their movement out of the estuary and back to the ocean. You'll find big yellowfin whiting around the Mandurah end of the estuary and sand whiting in large numbers along our local beaches. It's also time to think about the bigger King George as they feed along our nearshore weed beds and time their spawning activities to coincide with the first of the estuary's runoff water. Larger than normal swells powered by strong winds these last few weeks have our local snapper well and truly on the chew. These heavy weather patterns make catching a big pink from the beach a serious possibility. There's no shortage of fish out there for offshore boaties, with good numbers of jewfish, snapper and breaksea cod hitting the decks, along with surprising numbers of large bulging groper being found along the 5-fathom bank. As we move towards the full moon, yellowfin tuna have been making their way down to our local waters and pelagic action should start to fire up. The Mandurah fads have now been in for 3 weeks and it's only a matter of time before they become a holding point for prized species such as dolphinfish, tuna and wahoo. Wherever you get the chance to wet a line this weekend, as always, good luck, tight lines, and remember, every day is a good day for fishing.
91.7 The Wave.